not can, but it will definitely
increase.
Yeah,
it will definitely increase your budget. If you have an app idea, where you should start?
And the real-world data in the real world and not just in your head, you need to convert it into something that can other people understand.
Yeah. That's usually a problem.
He already built a successful business, and who helped him create the solution?
I have no idea.
We live in a capitalist world, beautiful one.
That's pretty good start from the 15, 12, 20K, I guess.
Roughly 3.5 months from the very idea to release. Well, yeah. One of my friends shared that MVP is a product with a dark and light theme. Is that correct? Do you agree with that, Noor?
That's correct. That's feature number one you actually need to build.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our fourth episode of our podcast, where today me, Andrew, from Somo, and
me, Roman, from Somo,
as you might have guessed already, we'll talk about the process of bringing your product from idea to live release and what to do with it further. Of course, we will stop on the key milestones and what you need to do in order to proceed. And of course, as founders of No Code, Low Code Studio, we will promote our own approach. What else we would do in such an episode, yeah? But seriously, guys, we'll just explain why it's a more lean and better approach for the majority of cases, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you wanna add something, set some expectations so that we don't drop them in later?
I think we should start. Our like first question, which is like the most important. So if you have an app idea, where you should start?
So the question is what to do when you have an idea. Well, my answer is that you need four key steps in order to proceed to answer, four key questions to answer before you proceed with your idea. First of all, you need to clearly define what problem you are solving. The second one, what for whom you are solving this problem. So what is your target audience, or in other words, who is your ideal customer profile. Then you need to understand by solving this problem for this user, how you will make money. What will be your business model, whether it will be typical subscription, transactional, you will take percent, or you will make money with ads, etc. But it is very important to understand how you will make money. And the fourth, less important part that is actually most, from our experience, most people start from, is actually what exactly you will build, or like solution. And the counterintuitively, it is less important because most likely it will change a lot. We've seen it dozens of times. It will change a lot based on how you evolve your understanding of your problem, your customers, and how your business model evolves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, you probably need to know like how where you will get your customers. Which is also important. It will be like marketing channels.
Well, you'll attract your audience. Yeah, that's very important. I agree with that. I consider it part of your business model. In other words, how will you make money on the project? Mm-hmm. How much you expect to spend on attracting your users, and how much you will make from them after all your operational expenses. But once you answer these four questions, it is really important to validate them and really validate in the real world and not just in your head what first-time founders sometimes can do and fall into this trap by believing that if they talk with their friend or family members, then it is already validation. Validation is talking with dozens of users, with doing market research and a deep research on your competitors, understanding what they are solving and currently, and how you will do it better. Or sometimes you can do it not better, but in the same way, just for a different audience. Maybe they're focusing on a bigger client and you will focus on smaller ones, or vice versa. So that you have some unique advantage that is real, that you get from your real experience by talking to your users. And of course, if you work in this niche, in the niche that you're solving the problem for, that is a huge plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you have experience based on your previous background from ins and outs of how the business works, how the customers think, what they need, and what solved their problem. Maybe let's, a lot of theory, yeah? Maybe
A lot of theory. Let's like get some examples that we had in Somo. Maybe you can say about the Exit Money project we had a few months ago.
Sure, of course. That is very helpful to view all of these cases on a real example. One of our clients at Somor, Exitmania, and the great founder of Exitmania, Dervis, from Germany, had already a business in event management when he conducted live trivia games, escape games, and different corporate events for his clients. He already built a successful business. It was not a digital one, like an application or mobile or web, etc. It was more like a service traditional business that he wanted to scale and create a digital solution for it. So what he did, right? He already had experience in the niche so that he understood what his customers, who his customers were, how to reach them, and what they expected and wanted. He knew how to what to charge them and what they are willing to pay. And so his problem was clear for him. He knew his target audience. He understood the profitable business model for it. He was just missing the solution. That's mm-hmm. the ideal case, because the solution is the easiest one to figure out. And who helped him create the solution?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Okay, I'll tell you. Of course, great Somo team helped him shape what he already had regarding the idea into a successful product or successful solution and launch it. And we will share next steps on what we did, for example, with this particular case in next milestones.
Did he had the mobile app for
he
this?
Had everything, like mobile app and web app, so we did a full package for him, and the next, probably the next question that or the next step the founder who's planning to launch a product should understand, like, and be prepared to spend, is to have a budget for it. Obviously, you cannot we live in a capitalist world, beautiful one, has many advantages, but has also some disadvantages, like you cannot do almost anything for free. So you need to have at least some budget to, and including to launch your product. And what can be, what is your suggested range, Romo, for the initial budget?
Yeah, this all varies, like on the features you want to build your product. But from our experience, the budget starting like from the $15,000, you will get the landing page, you will get the web application, mobile app if needed for that, the design, of course, for this whole things. And yeah, that's pretty good start from the 15, 12, 20K, I guess. It can go more if you're building something huge. But for a good MVP, I think it's like enough.
Good, good guidance, totally agree. That's the starting point for the majority of our projects at Somo. Typically it is more, but as a starting point, it is good enough. Sometimes it can be less if the solution that we are going to build is really simple, but 15K is a good start for the initial version. But there is a caveat here that I will highly recommend to budget like 20, at least 20% and more like 50% more for the actual application, for the actual solution for the subsequent iteration. We'll explain later why it's important, but just for that our audience keeps in mind that your initial budget is typically just the beginning. And almost never you hit the nail on the head from the very first release. Typically, you need multiple iterations, and for that, you need to budget some more expenses into them. In case of Exitmania, that's exactly was the range a little bit less than 20k that we spent with Dervis during the roughly 3.5 months from the very idea to release on the project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you mentioned, like, it's a good start, and let's then define what is actually a good start. Everyone know this MVP word, but maybe you can tell me more about what is it and what do you need to like do in order to get your MVP
Out of the door. Well, yeah. One of my friends shared that MVP is a product with a dark and light theme. Is that correct? Do you agree with that?
That's correct. That's feature number one you actually need to build to get succeed.
Guys, if you're not familiar with this joke, dark mode and light mode is the feature that you definitely don't need to build in your MVP. if you build it, it's most likely that you wasted your money and time on it. But if talking seriously, Roma, can you share what is MVP and what should be included in this initial scope?
So let's first define what is MVP. MVP is like the minimum viable product. So it's the product that can solve the problem for your customer and without any additional like functionality. So it's just a minimum thing with important features which just can get you start on your journey. So you can start earning some money and talk with your customer. So we had a lot of cases of customer wanted to like build everything from scratch. They want to automate pretty old processes like some payouts to the customers, if it's, I don't know, some marketplace or management, some statuses or some verifications. Usually on start, you don't have a lot of users, so you can do this whole process manually, but automating them takes like a huge part of the development and can increase your budget.
It will definitely increase.
Increase your budget. The one thing you need to focus on MVP, which is like, I think the most important, is to way to communicate with your customers. So it can be like the support chat where you can just jump with a customer and directly like talk about some features and their needs. And that's probably like solving a lot of problems because we are all humans and we all understand like some limitations or whatever. And you can just have a nice conversation and maybe like just try to sell inside of your app the thing you want to sell on your website.
Great points, Roma. Couldn't agree more. I can just summarize what you are saying on being lean is to do things that don't scale. I think it's Paul Graham from Y Combinator or some of the other prominent VCs told this. And it is really good advice that still is relevant and highly recommend you as a new founder to stick to it. What does it mean? As you mentioned, to not try to automate and solve for every use case and still be involved in a lot of operations or activity of your product. You will not need to do these payouts in an autonomous way, and it will be perfectly fine to do it manually. It will be like a couple of dozens transactions per month. And there isn't even an advantage for it, apart from saving like the initial scope from the creep, from growing too much and the budget too much. You will actually have more experience and opportunity to talk with each of these, with each of your users or therapists in this case, so that you have, either that you keep closer connection to them, you have more opportunities to ask them questions and to understand better what they actually need, so that you can later solve it. And maybe they don't need bank transfers that you initially thought that they need. Maybe they will be fine with checks or vice versa. So it depends on a lot of cases. So that this is how you keep your MVP small. This is how you even like understand your users and your business even better. And you don't waste money on something that will not be needed actually will not be needed or will not take a significant part of your product later on. In case of Derivis and Exitmania, for example, the MVP looked like a simple process of checkout where you select the games that you want to play, you pay for them with Stripe, not like all possible payment methods in the world, just like standard that are offered by Stripe, where you get a link that is sent to the emails of the participants, and then each of them can receive a unique code, authorize with this code, and start a relatively simple trivia or escape games, and have fun with these games together. He had a support chat. He later shared that he's had to spend a lot of time in the support chat solving the issues or problems or inconsistencies that the application had for their users, but he didn't have to over-engineer it. Later, this small like product fixes or technical issues were solved with the subsequent iterations, and the overall app and flow worked pretty smooth. Now, once you have your general idea of what is the core value that you're solving for your users, in other words, you have an idea of your MVP, you need to convert it into something that can other people understand.
Yeah. That's usually a problem.
In life in general, I mean, not only in the development. Okay. And this process of translating like your idea or and your experience that you built in your mind and understanding of your business, it has different names on the market, to be honest, and there is no like one way to describe it. We call it product requirements or product specification or software requirements specification, or SRS in short, or in other words, it's like a document that describes what you are going to do.
So you don't need to over-engineering your SRS from start. It should be some requirements, some minimal requirements of your product. You need to describe high level which feature you have, how will look your user journey across your product. I mean, like how they, for example, the simple example, you don't need to write, I know, how you will validate the email or which the password, how long should be the password. It should be
even
something.
Even though that is useful to have, guys.
Yeah, it's useful to have, but it's not required. Yeah. So something that is not really touching your product at all, it doesn't require. So for example, you can just write, if you have two type of users, one is seller, and one of buyer, you can just say that there is like the two type of user which has access to a different portals, one for user, one for buyer, and then go through the each portal which feature they have and how this user like communicate with each other through some products, listings or whatever. We also actually have the great generator for the SRS. It's on our website. You can
really so
yeah it's on our website. You can find it on the somo.io
/start
yeah,
where you can actually just for you guys, in order to help you understand like and move forward with this better, our awesome marketing team, thumbs up to Tanya, who's leading it, created a page where you can input your product idea, and it will our AI, thanks to OpenAI, will generate for you an example software requirement specification so that you have an idea of how it should look like and how to proceed with that further. Or you, if you're familiar with ChatGPT and know how to prompt it well, you can ask it directly or find some examples in the internet. But if you don't have time or you're not willing to spend time for it because it requires some time and some knowledge into putting this document together, this product requirements or software requirement specification, you of course can dedicate it to a contractor, for example, like us, Somo, and we can do it for you. And this is exactly, by the way, what we did for Dervis from Exitmania. He came to us as a busy businessman, he didn't have time for it, even though I'm pretty sure he would have done it perfectly by himself. He came to us, and we created it for him by taking our product and project managers, sitting with the customer, Darius in this case, interviewing him in details about what he wants to achieve, why, for whom, what games will be included, how the process will look like of playing these games, etc. We check the competitors and create a competitor comparison table, check market for any relevant information, and put this all document together of what we are going to build exactly. Based on this document, then the further your team, whether you will hire internal team or you will hire contractors to build it for you, can actually estimate it in more details and more precisely what you will get. And if you're deciding to move forward with the contractor teams like Somo, this is the document that you can give to us or any other team and ask for a detailed quote or estimate, and usually like reasonable team can do you a more or less precise quote if you already have a required software requirement specification on it. If not, typically the team will either during the pre-sales process or during a separate session, if it is like not a complex product that can be done for free, or if it's a more complex one in a separate like a service that we call discovery stage for a couple of thousands or a dozen or maybe $10,000 maximum, can get you detailed requirements if it's a bigger project. But typically it is not you can get a quote without it for smaller projects. And from time to time, I like to get my hands dirty and write some JavaScript TypeScript on, sorry.
They at some point had the Frankenstein, the half application was built on the Webflow. You can like interact with some things. It was not just static page. And then the next part had the similar design and it was on the bubble. And they kind of made this smooth transition of the user from the one to the second.
And not to create like a beautiful award-winning design with lots of animations, etc.
It usually takes from 1 to up to 2 weeks to design the simple application.
It's a simple one, yeah. It can take a little bit more, like 3-4, and the sky's the limit. But yeah, typically like 2-3 weeks is enough for the vast majority of application for the initial phase. You understand that, yes, this is working, users are paying for it, the business is scaling. Now you can make it like really beautiful, stunning, with jumping stars everywhere, confetti flying around your product.
And dark and light.
And dark and light mode, of course. How can you live without that? If you were born billionaire, of course, please. Why not? Or if you're well-funded as Musk's XAI with 6 billion or 4 billion from the get-go, of course. Why not spend it?
People usually think that they have some very pretty hard business logic that can be covered with no code. But on our experience, like 95% can be covered with Bubble.
So there are two basic like schools of thought, let's call it that way, like the classic, a Greek one, and let's call it more modern.